I'd like to call the Falls Village Recreation Commission regular meeting of February 11th to order at 6:59. A little late, so sorry. And the first order of business is to make an amendment to the agenda. I have two amendments that I would like to make. The first one is under reports, D, hiring subcommittee report. I would like to change this to, I wrote it down, to hiring subcommittee. I'm going to change it to executive session discussion of applicants for employment of the recreation director position pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 1-20006. And the second one is to number 7, Commission Finances B. We did receive an invoice from the Lakeville Journal for publication of our job posting in the amount of $115. So those are the two agendas I would like to make. Does anybody else have any amendments that they would like to add to the agenda at this time?
General.
Okay. So the first thing, communication, oh, public comment. Does anybody have anything to say? Right now, though, I would like to introduce the committee or the commission to Sis Rhodes. And she's attended a couple meetings, and she's going to be sitting here as part of the public and also listening in on our meetings. All right.
Awesome.
All right. We've received a lot of some communications. And of course, they're in the wrong order. So, I'm going to switch to, sorry. All right, so the first thing we received, or I received, which was also to the attention of Dave Barter, was a resignation from the position of secretary from Lauren Killowey, and it was written to us on January 25th. So it was after our previous meeting, or yeah, previous meeting in January. To Dave Barger, Town of Falls Village, members of the Falls Village Rec. Please accept this letter as a formal notice of my resignation from my position as secretary from the Falls Village Recreation Commission. Effective today. I appreciate the opportunity and I am grateful for the experience and collaboration during my short term or short time in this role. Due to heavy workload at my job and home, I am unable to devote the time and care needed to fulfill my responsibilities here. Thank you for your understanding. Sincerely, Lauren Kelly. At this time, we will accept the resignation as secretary. And we do look forward to you still being a member of the commission itself. So that's number one.
Thank you.
We also received from Dave Barger an email that said, "We are in budget planning season again, Ginger Betty, for the chair of Board of Finance, and I would like to meet with department head offices. Department heads, offices, board of the commission chairs, and discuss your needs for the fiscal year 26-27 budget and roll out what we hope to be our capital plan going forward. The meeting will take place at the town hall. which for boards and commission chairs was on January 27th at 6:30 p.m. And we also received on the 28th, and I do not know that you want me to read this all, but this is a letter from Michelle, the treasurer, and Dave Barger, dated the 28th, talking about the annual budget process. And we know that you realize that we are under the usual budgetary restraints that we can expect, as well as not knowing what the town of Caning will receive from the state of Connecticut. Further, we have to educate our children that this is an expensive proposition given the size of the student body. Additionally, the town will continue to have future annual costs for capital projects, which will have been factored into any proposed budget spending plan. So I think that maybe does answer that question that we had earlier. Consequently, as always, fiscal conservatism should be our byword in approaching this upcoming year. I'm going to scan through this, but it says here, the Board of Selectmen will have its first budget workshop in early February. The final date for submission of our proposed spending plan is Thursday, February 26th. It is critical that it be submitted by that date so there can be proper review of all submissions by the Board of Selectmen that have completed. Oh yeah, I skipped a line. Anyways. Well, in advance of our presentation to the Board of Finance in March. So there's that. Then we received an email. Actually, we received it, and I unfortunately didn't see it, but it is pertaining to ski volunteers. So we received an email from Rebecca that said that she has helped out in the past with Goshen kids, having to do with their skis.
She got in touch with me.
So I then forwarded the information to Dan as soon as I saw it, and then
She volunteered.
she
She's good to
volunteered.
go.
Good to know. Okay, that is everything that I received written in or otherwise. Does anybody else have anything that has to do with oral communications? No. Okay. Moving forward, we are going to the secretary's report. And did everybody have a chance to look at the secretary's report for the meeting of January 14th, 2026?
I will be transparent. I did not.
Oh, okay. If so, there's nobody there, right? One, two, three, four. Okay, so I'm just thinking, in order for us to, we might have to table this to the next meeting because of, well, you can abstain.
I can, yeah, we
You can
can.
abstain. I'm
Okay.
just thinking out loud here.
What are
We
you
need
looking for then?
to approve the minutes as they are received. So it'd be four people voting, and
I
it would
think
still motion would carry. I'm just thinking.
if somebody abstains, that we still have a quorum,
We still have a
right?
quorum. Okay. We're gonna go
Right.
with that.
I don't
We might have to look that up and
know. Okay.
reapprove it next meeting if that's the case.
Okay, so
But
moved.
so moved.
I approve.
Okay, so.
I move to approve the minutes as received.
Okay, so Dan is moving and.
A second.
Catherine. All right, and Those in favor of accepting the minutes as received.
Aye.
Okay. Three, aye. And one abstains.
One of states.
Okay, Lauren. That's a new, I think, I'm not sure that we've done that before. So, all right. Now we have the town treasurer's profit and loss report. Did everybody get a chance to look at this that was in the drive for
Yes.
reports? Okay. I'd like to make a motion to receive the report for July through December 2025 as received from the town treasurer.
I'll second that.
You second that. Okay. Second. All those in favor of accepting the town treasurer's profit and loss report.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay. So now we're going to the steep grant subcommittee report. There are two parts pertaining to this. The first part is the pool house staining and windows project update, and the pavilion project is the second part. I received an email from Chris regarding the pool windows, and unfortunately, so unable to make the meeting, but he did say that he was able to swap out a window at the pool house. So that one is done and another will soon be on its way. Another will be on the way soon. So that means two windows of the pool house. I don't know if there's any other things pertaining to the pool house. Do you know, Catherine?
No, but does anybody know when the cupola is gonna, someone was gonna speak to a lot, Luton a lot? Yeah.
As far as I know, no one has spoken with him.
Can we put someone in charge of speaking to him?
Well, we had put Matt in charge of that previously, and Tim. And we have
Some downs.
Tim Downs
Okay.
because Tim speaks with him all the time. And
Could you be against sending a formal communication via email to him?
I don't know. I do have a phone number. I do not know if he deals in emails.
Okay.
However, if he does, I'm happy to do a formal one. Or other than the size of it, I know he in the past was going to donate wood.
Yeah.
And since then, that has changed. It's kind of been.
Should we invite him to a meeting? That's the idea. And with the intention, and let him know that the intention is to
To
talk
talk
about
about it.
the about what he, whether he wants to be involved or not, and if so, in what capacity, because
Yeah.
we maybe have to, we have decisions to make,
We
and
do.
it's based around
And if it's
him.
not, and if the plan has changed in terms of the cupola, then we definitely have planning to do pertaining that. Or cupolas, there's more than one. So invite to meeting. I do have a phone number, so I can do that.
Yeah, and if we just try and be as specific as possible, like, can you come to March meeting date
To discuss
to discuss?
the cupola. And whoops, your plans for that.
Do
Okay, thank you so much.
it.
All right, the next part is the pavilion project. Are there any updates pertaining?
There are some updates. We had the subcommittee had a discussion about it, and I did draft an email together with some what we spoke about. Basically, the stage that we're at is we just need to let those working on the steep grant what we want. And then there's going to be a multiple back and forth and back and forth. So we'll say, first off, hey, this is what we would like with this pavilion. And then they'll take it away. Then it's a matter of costing, RFPs, all that kind of stuff. And then they'll come back and be maybe, maybe not. That's too expensive. Think of option B. Or, yeah, that's great. Whatever. So, step one, what I would like to, well, what the subcommittee would like to propose that we provide this deep team with is, I'm just looking for the email so I can read it out. Got too many
I
emails
have it open if you
open.
want it. Do you want to read from mine or you want me to read it?
Actually, I've got it right here. Sorry. So looking at the structure, point one, similar in design and construction to the image that was shown in the Town Farm Master Plan. And specifically, what we like about that is it, you know, the idea is to create a space that people actually want to be in. So not just like, hey, there's a shelter from the rain. There's something that we actually want to hang out in, and that will encourage people to come. So this is, you know, it's tall, it has beautiful architecture lines, simplistic, but has
So
impact.
what's your size of that one anyway?
The footprint, it was in the original plans. I don't.
So we're going for, so for us, we're going with the larger. There were two sizes that were costed, and we're
60 by
going with
30.
the 60 by 30. And then the positioning is what we discussed when we actually went there that day. So I just put it down in a sketch, it's a very rough sketch. And then the materials that go with that is a polished concrete floor, ceiling fans, either one large one or multiple ones, frost-free hydrant, 12 GFCI outlets or one on each vertical beam, adjustable wind shielding along the length of one of the sides, thinking that we can either pull it up, pull it down, something like that. Two motion-activated floodlights on each gable end, pathway with solar lighting from the car park to the pavilion. We're thinking an asphalt roof because in the future it might be nice to put solar panels.
That was in my head right there. Oh, that's perfect.
Six high bay LEDs, possibly a fireplace, but we're just putting it in there. And half wall along one side, possibly for people to sit on. And these are just, you know, this isn't set in stone either.
It's
If
just
it gets to the point and we're like, oh, suddenly that doesn't make sense, then that's totally fine. But this is just a starting point for us to go back and say, let's work around this plan. Now they know where to put the electrics. Now they know where the construction is taking place. And there's a lot that they can take away from this to begin the process.
So the subcommittee is presenting it to the commission,
Correct.
and then the commission then has to approve it to
Give to
give to
the steep
the
team.
STEEP team, or does it go
Steep
to
implementation team.
it, so it doesn't have to go to Dave?
Not for a while, no.
Not for a while.
Not until we actually, what the STEEP implementation committee will do is provide the first selectman. At the end, the goal is to provide the first selectman with all the information they need to put together an RFP for whatever it is that we need to proceed with. Because those RFPs will then go to the state for approval before anything even
Before
starts.
anything. Well,
Do we motion?
yes, we have to make a motion. So I Would you like to make a motion?
Yes.
Okay, so you can do the wording.
Okay.
That's where I all unfortunately have the issues.
Okay. Let me pull this email back up. It's so hard. I motion to accept the proposal. Hang on. So
Sounds
Steve,
good.
yes. Let's see. What's this look like? What are we calling it?
Steve Grant Pavilion request.
I make a motion to approve the Steve Grant's
Pavilion
pavilion request.
requests from the Steve
Steve
Grant
subcommittee.
subcommittee
Yep. For as presented,
to
or yeah. Okay, I'm doing a really bad job.
thinking as we go along.
To present
To present to the
the Steve
STEEP Implementation
committee.
Committee.
Yeah, there we go.
I second that. All those in favor of accepting that motion?
All right.
Motion passes. Okay. Yay. Step one done. All right. Let's look back at the agenda then. Okay, we're gonna go to hiring. Maybe we should move this to the end of the meeting.
Well, let's just go into executive session.
Cool.
Okay, so that being said, executive session, like to do we want to have our public here? I'm asking the hiring group.
I think it's a good question. I don't
I'm
know.
certainly
I
fix
don't.
it.
But in that case, then why don't we move it to the end of the
Yeah.
agenda if we
Okay.
say it?
So we are going to move. I'm going to make another amendment. We are actually going to move the hiring subcommittee amendment executive session to the end of new business. And that way we can take care of other business. So then we are going to skip to old business and upcoming ongoing business. I'm sorry. Ski club update. We go to Dan.
So the ski club had our final night last night. It was very successful, I would say. We had wonderful attendance from the kids.
In spite of the cold?
Well, we canceled one night because of the cold, and we moved it to last night. So we did plan a makeup day in case of inclement weather, and we used it. We had 12 kids this year, which was a drop in the amount from last year. We had five community members volunteer as chaperones, including myself.
Nice.
And I thought it was very successful. I would like to send out, I want to first have a meeting with the principal and see if they have any recommendations for how we can improve it. But then I'd like to send out a survey to the whole school, not just the participants, find out if there's ways that the things we can do differently that might attract more folks to join. And also ask for feedback from folks that did actually take it. So I'll have, I was going to do a Google form that takes people in different directions depending on whether or not they've
Right.
gone, if they did it or not. But I all in all feel really great about how it went this year. And I think in terms of spending the $3,000 was the perfect amount for us this year. We can look at outside opportunities. I think we keep our budget the same for it, for winter programs, but we seek other scholarships like we've done in the past from other organizations to cover scholarships in the future, or more scholarships
I
so that we can
also
grow.
think that for those veteran skiers, if you can call somebody who's, an eighth grade, well, whatever,
More experience.
a more experienced skier, they may be able to, or their family might be able to apply on their own, which is what I've done in the past, to there's the Region One Sports Scholarship through Northwest Community Center, I think, not center, but North Foundation
The Berkshire Taconic
or
Community
Berkshire,
Foundation, I think.
either way.
I think, well,
I
they
think they
both
might
have it.
have them, and that way they can get it on their own and they might be able to get a scholarship for more than just lessons, or they wouldn't have to share the pot. Do you know what I'm saying? They
No.
might be able to point the individual into that direction. I do understand that as a rec commission, we want to be able to provide, but the money, it might be less in a year, or, and that way we can just point them out in different directions as well.
I'd love input or help from folks in just identifying those things early enough that folks have that we can give people the heads up to apply for that well in advance.
Yes.
Is it worth you just making a really rough note of some of these sorts, but also just an estimate guide as to this costs this much, this costs this much, whilst it's still fresh in your
I can
head?
get it.
And then we can give that to our new rec director, and then also maybe they can also help with like some sort of grant applications and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Because and you asked, you did you make a request for grant support?
This year, I did not because we didn't have the need this year. Last year, I got a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. And then the years previous to that, I've gotten it from
From Swasa.
SWASA, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Both have been good sources.
Sweet.
So I generally have no problem asking for them. We've just had less people apply, and then this year it came under the $3,000. But that's why I want to put out the survey. I want to get a find ways that we can get more kids involved again, try and
Nice.
figure out why we
And
have less. And maybe one other question I'd like to ask the group is if folks would, I think it would be beneficial if we did 6 days instead of 4 days, because I feel like by that fourth day, kids are really starting to get it and they're like really getting comfortable, and then it ends. So I think maybe two more
So
nights would make it.
extend the season.
But that makes it
There's
more expensive.
yes,
So there's a trade-off there.
And
So.
also this year transportation was kind of, we thought we were going to be able to use the Falls Village Town Bus, that's what I'm calling it,
Which would have been less
which would have
expensive.
been less expensive and given us more money to give in terms of scholarships. But in terms of travel expense, is there a bill that's going to be given or presented? Like, are you going to bring it in, or are they going to send it directly to Michelle or something?
I asked that All Star send it directly to Michelle, but that hasn't happened yet. They sent the first one to me for the very first bus, but I haven't gotten a response in a while, so I'll follow up with
Can
them.
I ask a question? Just from some past experiences, from when I worked with the daycare centers, and I don't even know if this is doable, so I'm just, when they had something that they couldn't afford, they did approach the Berkshire Taconic Foundation, and because it involved communities working together, they were able to get it. So what they would do, they needed a bus to get them to something. And so two or three of the centers would go in together, set the same dates, and then share that bus, and Berkshire Taconic helped cover that. I don't know if that's even feasible.
I think I could talk. I have a couple of friends that work at Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, so I could ask if maybe I should apply to a different fund. I applied for the Region One Athletic Fund,
This was under
and
community building, some type of a
okay,
thing.
yeah, and this they funded half of what I had asked for, so that's why I didn't go back. Honestly, it was a lot of
A
work
lot
to
of work
do
for,
and for not very much money. So I felt a little frustrated, to be honest, with it this last
And the
year.
other part was they had to be able to coordinate with other communities to
Yeah.
do it. But it was a pretty good, substantial amount of money they got.
That's a
For
great idea.
several events over the year that they all did together.
Yeah, I'll ask if maybe there's a different avenue that I should be going
That might
for.
be.
Well, I also, in a previous meeting, and I don't have, oh wait, I do have the minutes. So if you look in, I think the last meeting, the scholarship that has to do with Shay Cohn, is a another avenue for ski scholarship grant application information. So at least it doesn't hurt to touch base and see what's there.
As long as, yeah, I think it's just a matter of we have to just, I think sometimes if they want details, we just need to
We
kind of
have to
have a
give them
rough,
as much, right?
like this is, yeah, but where it goes, I think generally is what people want to know, as opposed
Which,
to, oh, it just
as
goes
I
here, it's
said,
just
that's what I
okay.
collect every year. Yeah. No, I have a pretty good reckoning of all the years that I've run the ski club. I don't know about before me, but I can produce all those numbers.
And then next year, presumably, we would have a bus, but the bus has only so many seats. So
Right.
we might still have a transportation issue. So we'll figure it out. But we have enough time now to do that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. Moving on to membership. So we have Elizabeth Sis Rhodes sitting.
That's with an A in it, Rhoa.
Oh, R H O A.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the correction. And she has been attending a couple of the meetings and still interested in becoming a member of the Rec Commission. Is there anything since you've been sitting here that you want to ask about the commission? Because
I really know, not off the top of my head. I've kind of gotten a pretty good feel for it the last couple of times I've been here. Yeah, so.
and we are in flux because we are looking for, in the process of hiring a director, which will then potentially, have different ideas of doing things and that kind of thing. So, as the commissioners, we want to obviously support that person.
Right.
And we do currently the big holiday events. But we also do a fall festival. So it's we want to do programs that kind of, I think, hit and draw the community in. And we are working on the recreation center itself.
Right.
So that is our big thing. We want people to go see our pretty little, actually, it's not that little. We want them to see the center. So that's what the commission does, right? I mean, so.
In a nutshell.
in a nutshell.
Nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, I can have some input into things or just help in any way, then yeah.
And you can, if you are unable to make a meeting in person,
I can do the Zoom.
we can do Zoom. You know, we do have Zoom, and you can touch base that way if you're unable to make a meeting. So that being said, I would like to make a motion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm like, or I'm like,
Why
you
do you want
may.
to join?
I've worked with kids for 40 years. I was a therapist. I worked as a school counselor. I was just in the last 15 years back here. I've been a early childhood mental health consultant for daycare centers all over Litchfield County, working with the itty bitties. So I just am ready to. I just retired at 74. So I've taken a year. It's been a crazy year, but I've taken a year or so off, and I just feel like I'd like to get back into some place where I can contribute something.
Lovely.
So,
Yeah. So you wanted to attend the events and stuff, or
yeah, as much as I possibly can, sure.
nice.
Yeah, my husband's always been the magician at the fall things.
Oh, fun. Nice.
Yeah, but he's 86 now, so he's kind of pretty much retired at this point. But if you need magicians, I'm sure we can find them for you.
Connections.
I do remember when he did it with a young man. I'm forgetting the name.
Charlie, your
My
nephew.
nephew. He was
He was
really
a,
great.
I mean, that kid had such good stage presence. And I wish he'd stay interested, but I know they hit a certain point and they go in other directions.
That was really nice. So,
Yeah,
to
that
general
was.
things together.
Yeah, and then Sandy is like 100% involved in scouting too in this area. So he's just now backing off of being the mentor for all the Eagle Scouts in the area. And somebody else is going to pick that up. But we were just at a thing last night up at the VA Board of Honor for the kids. So I
Nice.
do a lot of scouting stuff too.
Nice.
So we generally have a meeting a month, which can be long because we have a lot of things on our agenda. We do have special meetings on occasion, which is, you know, for maybe one or two really important things that we need to get done that we don't have necessarily amount of time in the regular meeting. And there, because of the steep grant, there are times when we have to volunteer a little bit more at the rec center to get some things done. And you know, so as long as you're willing to do what you can when you can, then
We're happy to have
yeah,
you. I'll be
we are
happy to.
definitely happy to have you. And I would like to make a motion to recommend Elizabeth. I'm going to say sis because that's your
Yes.
nickname
Yeah.
and you go by that. That's
Yeah.
what you're known by, right?
Except at work, but I'm not working yet.
Okay. Rhodes as a member of the commission. I would like to recommend her to become a member of the commission. And it is a 3 year term.
Okay.
So your term would start following the approval of the recommendation by the Board of Selectmen, which I would present to them, and then they accept or do what they do. We do
Need a second.
need a
I
second.
second that.
All right. And your term, potentially, just so that you know, it would be March 2026, 26,
29.
27, 20, 29. I'm like 29 to 2029.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
If I'm still walking on the planet,
Yeah. Do not say things like that. Please don't.
When you get to my age, you start thinking that way.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, so we have a second to all those in favor of this motion. Those any opposed? Okay, so motion carries. Second thing is we still need an alternate for person to fill in should one of us not be available. So we'll just be on the lookout for people that might show an interest in recreation stuff. Monthly financial review is next. We did accept Michelle's report. I updated our internal spreadsheet with that information. I also asked Ted to open up some other spreadsheets that were not opened yet. So he has done that and changed ownership over. So as of right now, I am the owner of the spreadsheet, which I think all of you have access to.
I do see.
And I do not think that there were any real concerns from that changed from last month. We're still concerned about chemical supplies, purchasing those, because that's going to happen this before the pool opens to get it ready. So that'll be this current fiscal year. Tim said we were going to need to use money from that line item. And I believe you've already been reimbursed for all of your purchases. So that should now show up as a change. I don't know if there's anything further to discuss regarding it.
Sorry, what were you saying about Tim says we have to use what?
What? So one of Tim told Tim told Christopher, Chris, that we needed portal. It's somewhere in here. Spending plan. Anyways.
Yeah, because we had requested any change from them, but I
Right.
did see on the capital reserve there was a requested 26-27 amount
That
plus
hasn't happened
5,000.
yet. That is part of the budget request, which has not been submitted yet. We're still working on that.
Right, because that's through moratoriums, yes.
Right. Anyways. Pertaining to the chemicals, he, Chris, had said that we needed to use. Oh, here it is. He spoke with Tim Downs regarding any work that they planned for the rec center. He did mention that money from this year's budget would need to be used for purchasing chlorine as it would be needed before the new budget year begins. He also asked about possibly retiling issues similar to last year's work, and he said that we would need to wait until spring to see if more work needs to be done. He said very little money was spent on the tiling last year, so that it's something that should be taken care of this year, as well as the fountain repair. So, and he said that he didn't know if it was going to be an indoor, not an indoor, a town crew job or another company.
In front of our external, yeah.
Yes, I do think that it should be external.
So we're just talking about monthly financial review.
Yes. And things that haven't changed is obviously the rec director's funds have not been taken out because we haven't had to pay anybody. But it's the chemicals. So we have four what is it, 4,000-ish left in the chemicals. And then equipment and supplies. Is that what you were talking about, Dan?
No, I was
Or
talking about
maintenance and repairs.
repairs, yeah.
Okay. So we do have money left in those categories, but depending upon what we need to have done before the pool opens determines
Yeah.
how much we use.
Well, maybe that just ends up focusing on the cupola and the tiling. I don't think that money would be enough for
Yeah.
the resurfacing. I think,
Yeah, no.
like you said, that's going to be a capital project.
That's the activity, right? That's how much we did spend, not how much we have left.
This is how much we've spent, and this is how much we have left,
Okay.
whether it's over or under. The good thing is, at this point, everything is under.
Yes.
So we haven't overspent. Where we're always concerned, though, is pool salaries or the salaries for the pool, because that's, we don't know what we don't know,
Right.
because we don't know exactly how many lifeguards we're going to have or that kind of thing. But we can deal with, maybe we can deal with that a little bit better as we get closer to knowing who is really going to be starting as lifeguards. And I have been working with Nikki to get some of that information. And also, she did provide
Are
some
we talking
things.
about monthly financial review, or are we talking about the proposed?
We are talking actually about the monthly review, because I'm jumping ahead, but having nothing to do with the request that we're going to do. This is how much money we have left as of right now. So when you look at this,
Yeah, I'm looking at where I think you're all looking at the same thing at this point.
but the spreadsheet that,
July through December 25.
yes.
For, is that what you have for 2 weeks? July through December 25. Question
Do I have
13.
the, is
This is
January
your
filled?
26. So
Maybe. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
January is filled,
Did
not
I fill
mine.
out January? Okay, so January,
You
you know
just
what? I
scrolled
printed
one
the wrong one.
more
I'm so
down.
sorry.
No, you're it's the same amounts.
Because nothing has really
But
changed.
I'm just okay. Yeah, I
But
think that's misleading. Yeah. Okay.
however, I might have pulled the wrong one up.
This is July, for instance. Okay.
Is
All right.
there, take a look.
There
That's
is
why
a
you kept
January.
saying, is there January in there?
Yes.
Okay, so I did update it. I just didn't collapse. So
So
we're going to have to accept it for
basically, if we're
January.
looking here, salaries pool 46, that's what we've spent to date. Yeah.
The 46,
Yeah.
5, 61, 70.
Yeah.
That's what's been spent to date.
So how do
Yes.
we know how much is remaining? So left and budget under column F.
Which should
Okay,
be
got it. All right, so
34, 38.
right.
Okay.
So we need to buy chemicals.
Yes.
Do how much, and they usually cost, look back at the
Well, I mean that's one thing that has fluctuated,
Yeah.
right? So we really won't know until Tim's ready to buy our chemicals. What, and
We might, so
that'll
we
be
put it
well before
25.
June. That'll be
Okay.
well before the fiscal year ends.
So 25, and then look in January or in 5, 5, 5, like that was like the same. So June was 7.2, May was 5.3, 5.3, 5.3, 5.3.
And it keeps going, but in June it jumped up to 7,282. So
Yeah.
we spent like a couple thousand in May.
Oh, and that was year to
Oh.
date. So that means like there was nothing, 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 nothing,
Right.
and then 2,000 in June.
And that's the
Yes.
way it usually is, because that's
Yeah.
when you're shocking the pool to get it open.
Right. But we're
So.
saying that we actually have to purchase the materials now for shocking in June.
Yes.
Because, okay, because it's less expensive.
This is where it helps to have a pool person. But I do not think that you can keep the stuff for a
Too
long
long.
period of time
Yeah.
before it loses its stuff,
But we
I guess.
have 4,000 and we should spend what's in our budget.
And most likely we will spend pretty much all of that remaining amount in the beginning, maybe the end of May, beginning of June, dependent upon when we open the pool. So,
That makes sense because last year we were capped.
because we want to replenish the budget, right? So we want to show that we've spent it.
What's your fiscal year go from July to July?
July to June 30th.
June 30th.
Okay.
So we will just say in our proposed going forward that we are going to spend it before. Okay, so what do we have a decision to make, or are we just going through?
We're just going through it to say that
Got
we've
it.
gone through it,
Okay.
but it does help us actually with the next budget planning stuff.
Yeah, no, it's good to look at this because you can see by looking at last year, like what we spent and when. And I think last year we were a little late. This year we want to be a little earlier so we can get the inspector out so we can open at the same time as Canaan and there won't be any,
Part of that,
Last
though,
minute.
will have to do with
It's
the
expensive.
how much money we have for the salaries line.
Oh, the salaries, how? I mean, we have
We have 34, right? Because it hasn't changed.
right, three.
So even if I'm looking at the wrong month,
No, we're remaining 3,500.
So,
Out of
and
the
that does include the pool supervisor's salary is in there as
So
well.
let
And
me look at that.
the pool supervisor starts in June prepping for when the pool opens.
It looks like we spent about 3,500 exactly in from May to June of last year, so it should be just enough.
Because I have like a PDF. Where do you have that spreadsheet?
The
That's on
Excel?
the Google Drive.
I think I pulled it from the email. Yeah, do you want me to send it to you, Chris?
I
I'll message
think
you.
it's under.
The Google Drive is awful for me sometimes. Like it just on my phone, it takes me forever to get to the right location, even when I've started. But yeah, the email is perfect.
You just emailed it to me.
Texted it to you.
Oh,
Oh,
look at
do you not get it on text on your? Okay, I'll
Oh,
email it to you.
I'm not an Apple person.
You're not, though. That's
Does this
okay.
look like an Apple?
No, it does not, my friend.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
I'm a forced Apple person. Yeah, that's okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
So we're saying salaries, you're saying in June
So,
last year.
yeah, if you look from May to June, you've got about exactly that amount.
That's a lot to spend in 1 month.
Yeah, because the pool
The pool supervisor's in
supervisor.
there, as well as any lifeguards that were working at that particular time.
And opening might take a it'd be a little heavy.
And if there are new supervisor, not new supervisors, new lifeguards, there's a training to get used to what's going on.
Well, to get certified, no
So
exemption so
stuff, how did
for
we start
we
out
do not. It was asked
in
of
July
us, but we have not.
at 21K?
And
Well,
then,
right?
yeah, no, it didn't.
Maybe we.
So we just gotta let's just keep. Yeah. So I think the
There are
basically we're sticking with the
four
budget.
lifeguards on duty.
Maybe we pay more attention to it. Well, it's like 20K a month, and it's only open for 3 months. Like, that's, yeah, it's a lot. It
But
is a lot.
there are a lot of lifeguards that work. And I did send information, which we're not going to discuss, that talks about there's like a an email or a link that talks about the salaries.
Open for 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And so the salaries then, it's per hour.
Yes, right. And we have to look at who's more senior, who's less
Right.
senior, who we actually have on deck.
Yeah. And the pool supervisor is the one who creates the schedule. And dependent upon what she's looked at last year and who's, or the year before, whatever, who's available. There's college students. There's a mix, I think, of what she does is determine, she puts kind of senior and like different experience levels together so that it's a mixed experience level. But there's always four on duty. So you're paying four people, and whether they're full time, like full day or part day, it might be one person, so. But that is something that we always have to watch. But looking at that spreadsheet, I think is more telling of which month is
So
more detail.
one question. So the rec director salary is just a monthly standard rate,
Yes.
but the
The pool supervisor gets paid per hour.
per hour. So if we say, hey, can you think about what toys we need? Then the clock starts, basically.
Well, I haven't received a bill,
But I'm just,
but yes,
because it's important for everyone to know that the communication channel between the two different roles is different.
Yes. So the pool supervisor works with the rec director in terms of programming that occurs at the pool. And both of them kind of work underneath the commission members in terms of if we want to have a specific thing happening, we tell the rec director, and then the rec director puts it all together, and then we all work together, and then the pool supervisor still is reporting to the recreation director in terms of programming, but is kind of in charge of her own scheduling.
She has autonomy. She has the decision.
And the supervisor submits her invoice, for lack of a better, or time card, to the chairman for approval
Not
and
the director.
not the director.
Okay.
So that's two separate avenues. And the director, I believe, just submit, it doesn't even have to submit an invoice, or he just gets paid a specific amount per month.
I need to work on that onboarding document that I promised. I do have a question about the equipment supplies. Maybe we can look up historical on that because in the prior year, it's looking like we kind of spent that right out the gate. And I wonder if that's where we're gonna be getting like all the toys and things out of last year.
Last year, our pool
Sure.
supervisor, in terms of toys, she basically took care of a lot of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see like 500 spent in July and then another 1,500 in August and then
Think that was chairs, right?
chairs,
And
because we had to replace a bunch of chairs.
we did, yes. Yes, that's correct. So this year, is that going to be the budget that kind of those supplies come out of?
Yes, and
Because we have a lot left in it this year.
yes.
Which we should use ahead of time
Yeah.
for in planning for the season. I would just like to make one point that could be up for discussion, I know, is it would be great, and this is just a personal opinion, it would be really great if we can try think of using less plastic and more sustainable options. I think generally really would. I think it fits in with our town ethos. I think it fits in with, so just as a
For the pool
media,
specifically or
like just
any.
generally, like if we're going to get stuff for kids to play with, is there an option for us to maybe either reach out to local people who might make stuff or just that kind of thing?
I think that that works more for the outside of the pool area, because many of the toys that were listed are things that float.
Yeah, no, it's,
But
yeah, those maybe focus less on foam and things that can't be recycled and recyclable, kind of
like
thing.
instead of,
Yeah, it's
well,
just as
there's
a.
we can certainly, based on the things that Nikki had said, that her wish list at the end of the season, she provided us with a whole wish list. Some of them were, you have to get them because they are for the lifeguards. So, the safety things, those have to come out of wherever they come out of. We have to purchase them. But if it's pertaining to entertainment at the pool, we can look at the options that she provided and see if there are
Sustainable.
more sustainable options
Or
and
just ask, yeah,
cost-wise,
maybe just ask her, say that those are great ideas. Is there an opportunity to go back and double check and is there a more advanced, less sought after sustainable option that we could introduce?
I think with like chairs and things like that, there may be that possibility too. Because those I see are always getting bought, are always plastic, and maybe there is something.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily last that much longer,
They
and it
don't,
was kind
but
of like it just ends up in our landfill, right?
Our literal.
We have to find a place to put the stuff.
All right. So now that we've done this for a very long time,
I have a question. Have we finished?
well, unless you have
Well,
another question pertaining to the
yeah, a couple of things. The telephone, that's because there's a landline at the thing. The FVRC program, summer, is that the summer kids camp?
Yes, that
Well,
no.
that's not
Oh
kids
wait,
thing.
no programs.
That's
That
just
is
summer.
something
That's
different.
general
Like
summer
the
programs, which we still got a lot of money
we
left
do
because we do.
because we didn't have a lot of programs.
We didn't do the picnic that we had done in years past because the new group picnic
So
is
should we can just
supposed to do it
keep
in
we
June.
just can keep that kind of budget there. Electric pool pump maintains grant youth. There was something for a dollar, Creative Kids Club,
Yes,
which
to
we're not
commit.
doing anymore. And I was going to say, why don't we just rename it to something like club activities? Oh, that's salaries.
Yeah, that was for hiring
It was for the
the
director,
supervisor.
and then also if there was a program that was at the
Cool.
club,
Yes.
that had somebody from the Audubon come
Yeah.
that needed a fee
Yeah.
to do it. That's where those things came
Well,
out of.
and we used to also do some busing to bus kids to the pool to.
Dependent upon where, because it used to be, CKC used to be at Kellogg. We used to be able to use the fields and use the
What
indoors.
happened
Change of situations and also
you have a new principal?
true.
So
So we could change the name, but that is the reason why we left it there just in
yes,
case.
we didn't want to delete that line item.
So because we're trying to get more activities and to expand the year, just not just the summer, I was wondering maybe we could try and refill that line, even if there isn't officially a creative kids club, but to say, well, we're hiring a new RD. We would like to put something in there for the budget because we would like to try and instill either do that or something similar to that. And we'll have a pavilion and we'll have like, so we would like to prepare ourselves. So I'm thinking either just keep the Creative Kids Club.
That was a big problem, lack of a pavilion or lack of shade.
So keep the name or come up with another name or just say club series or something, something, but
Pilot program.
see if we can just put that in. So I don't know. So if we're looking at full year 25, that was $7,000.
I think it's
And it
good.
also it paid for the salaries. It wasn't just the director, it was also the counselors, the younger, assistants to help guide
Think it'd be with
and wrangle, dependent upon the age. And we did charge for the camp itself. We
But it was very
charged, I
affordable.
mean, it's not camp, it's a club, because you have to have so many, you have to have less in order to not have all of these other hoops that you have to drop through or jump through.
I think it would be great to revive it, but I would do it with great caution. I would not do it again unless we like have a good plan, have a good because
Group that can
it's
support it.
a lot of opportunity for liability
Yes.
and
And
yeah, but
difficulties.
there's definitely a need. There's a huge need for that in the summer here. There's a
There
lot of
is.
parents that have
And it
missed it.
was only a 3-week program. And the thing is, we tried it in different locations. We tried it here. We tried not here physically, but by changing it up,
I think it didn't go as well
it
with
didn't
changing.
go as well, but we had a lot of community help. We had the church give us or let us use Minor Hall. And we had a lot of opportunities, but we also found by doing it 3 weeks or doing it 2 weeks, less people signed up to do it.
They wanted longer.
No, people, not enough people signed up. So it just became too much to handle for so few. And I am not sure.
Okay, maybe we can just spend this year like working towards
Well,
an
yeah,
idea and a
and
plan and
a
then go from there.
survey to see what people would be looking for.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
I
because.
think we have to
Okay, so we'll think
say
about it.
these things and do them.
Yes. No, because there was always just a lot of pros and cons. Like they were all kids loved the pool, but then the kids were getting sunburnt and they couldn't stay out of the sun because there really was only that little pavilion.
You got other things you got to put in place first.
And then they went to the church and then everyone was complaining that they weren't at the pool as much. And
Yeah, so I think keeping it here, it can still, we just keep it here. And
well,
when we do the next step of hiring someone, we look at that person maybe to say, put on your thinking cap and what can work? What experience do you have that will help us make something work and be successful? Amen.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Okay, good. The next thing is we received this invoice from the Lakeville Journal for $115 for doing classifieds for 2 weeks. I sent a message to Michelle to find out which line item this comes out of because we have never done a publication before. But I would like to.
So Indeed was free, but Lakeville Journal was 115. Did we get any responses through Lakeville Journal?
There's no way to know because they in their
They
responses,
led them to Indeed.
No, it was just an email to me, well, to the Rec Commission email. But the same thing was also said on our social media. So
There was
there's
people that
not
did
a
it,
way.
if that's your
There
question.
were a lot of people
Yes.
that did it through Indeed, but there's also no way to know if Lakeville Journal was how someone sent the email to the Rec Commission or if social media was the one that did it because it was same the same instructions.
Yeah.
So there's not a way to know.
Right.
But Indeed was free because that's the one that I signed up for.
Nice. Wow.
Okay.
But in any event, I'd like to have a motion to submit this invoice for payment.
Second.
All right.
Oh,
Okay.
did somebody say so moved? Okay, we jumped right to second.
It's a good thing that this is being recorded because I'm not really doing very well here. Okay. So I'm going to submit this for payment, and I did send it to Michelle to ask her what it goes under. And then when she says what it is, I'll let people know. All right. Town farm property pool. We've already talked about the cupolas in that we are going to invite Lou to a meeting. I will invite him to a meeting to the next one in March
Okay.
to discuss the cupolas
Great.
and his involvement with them. All right, I'm doing that one. Commission capital plan. This is the basically the maintenance schedule and responsibilities. This is update or discussion. Lauren.
Hello.
Yes. Have you been able to do anything on that?
I do have quite a bit. I just haven't finished it.
Okay.
And like initially that was yeah, I have to review it and take all the data and make sure it's captured. But yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you think that with what you have, you would be able to
Present at next week.
present it or at least put it in the drive so we can
Okay.
see it?
Yep. What
You
is this? What is this thing again?
it's like a
A
report, a
Gantt
Gantt chart. Yeah.
chart.
That kind of just lets us see what we have to do when. Which, actually looking at the budget tonight, that can even offer me a little bit of insight, like what money's spent when. But just like basically a map.
Okay.
Calendar map of timelines.
Right. Has that got anything to do with our capital spending? It should align with our capital spending request, right?
Yes, and I think it should also, you should also take a look at, if you haven't already, the capital plan for the recreation that Emily started, because there are timelines there where it does say years.
Okay.
It might be,
Yeah, but of course, it can also be whatever we decide it to be.
It can. And this is kind of just for us to have a heads up, like, oh, let's make sure that, we start doing the chemicals
Right.
X.
That's what it's more of an annual Gantt chart. It's less of a like
Capital plan.
over
5 years.
the next decade. Yeah, it's not a 5-year plan. It's just an annual.
So we know
Okay.
when to treat for the bugs, when to like all of that.
It's
And then
basically just trying to set up our own SOPs so we know what needs to happen when every year because there's turnover. And so that's the difficulty of like a volunteer commission and a rec director. You lose a rec director, you lose that institutional knowledge.
Absolutely.
So when you say to present it to the Board of Selectmen,
Oh,
you
no.
just
Well,
to
the Board of
this people.
Selectmen, just the commission.
Just commission.
Because it's been sitting here a while,
Okay,
and
got it.
once it's done, though, my basic understanding, 1 year, pretty
We can just
much
modify
it's
it for her too.
modified for adding the extras that we do.
Updating the
I thought
timelines.
maybe we were doing something official to present. Okay. No. She's presenting to us. That's
Yeah.
as official as it gets.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think Matt got a full list. I had already started by kind of data mining previous years and notes and things like that. And then just what Matt asked, maybe Lou and who Tim.
Tim asked, yeah.
Yeah. And so throwing that data in there as well. We'll just give us an overview and we can just refine it over time and make it better.
Okay, so now we're moving on. I'm just like, now we're moving on to new business. Winter activities. I added cross-country skiing because Catherine said we should talk about cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
And I put that in my notes there for a walking or cross-country pathway as part of our capital reserve plan.
Yeah, let's do
Yeah,
it.
me.
People would love that, and we definitely have the space.
Okay. Also, one of the things, because we actually had snow this year, I put out there, I think, having a community snow day. Not a
Yes.
community snow day, sled day.
Yeah,
Oh,
that'd
that'd
be
be
amazing.
fun. Which in the past caused issues
Yep.
having to do with insurance liability, that kind of thing. So I did send a message to Dave to kind of figure out what we could do if we could do it.
I know, it just gave me anxiety
So
reading the
I would
responses.
like to request if there is a way that maybe. I have no idea, but can we get their phone number to inquire about Circa, whatever it is?
Yeah, I can't remember how to s pronounce it, but I know that Dave talked with them, and he was having a conversation yesterday again, specifically about this.
Okay.
And one of the things that he said was it could potentially be a one day thing. We would still need to plow the driveway. However, in one of my many myriad of emails, Tim actually did a good actually did. Tim was able to plow up there,
Oh.
which I think is what then allowed Chris to go in and do the window thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's that issue. There's opening it up and determining the best path of sledding.
Yeah, that because I used to sled there because my girlfriend lived there when I was in high school. That
Nice.
was their property.
Yeah.
So we always sled right down from the front of the house down. But I noticed, and I think somebody told me that there's some, I don't know if there's gas or what they are, but there's some meter things
No,
sticking up. That was the best place to sled, I can tell you that.
Okay.
But there's stuff sticking up there that you do not want to run into.
No.
And so there's the Jersey barriers,
That's the truck. I think that's what she's talking
the
about.
truck pole
The truck
thing.
pole
Oh, really?
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so
Can I?
that
Oh,
is
no.
a
This would be
they
down
won't
the
move. They didn't
flat
want to move it.
facing towards
But
126.
there are a lot of details,
And heading towards
which doesn't mean it
street.
can't happen. We just have to
Okay.
figure out how
Huh.
to make it
Yeah, I
happen.
can't think of what could be
Right.
there.
I don't think that there are issues. I
Maybe some
think it's that we're not
steel-looking
in the
things that
habit
were sticking
of
up because I
opening
was
up for
looking at it
winter.
going,
And
How would you go
so what
around
we can
those?
do is we can start to identify now what we need. We can slowly start to put it in practice, which we're already doing because Tim's out there doing the driveway. And part of the capital, part of that is, creating spaces where we're part of the capital reserve is we're creating spaces where we can actually have winter activities.
Yeah, right,
Yes.
yeah.
Which means we start putting things into the schedule of plowing the driveway, which means we identify ahead of time where this happens. And that means involving maybe town crew as well.
Can I make a recommendation? I don't think this, I think this is too half-baked right now to talk about in our meetings. So I think it's a great idea, and I think you should run with it. I think your first step is to just come to the town hall and talk to Dave about it,
Mm-hmm.
because we were that's going to be our barrier. So there's no point in us talking about it here until you've already know what your barriers are going to be with Dave. Does that
Paperwork
make
wise
sense?
and
So I don't think we should spend
otherwise.
time
Yeah.
on this.
You might want to do a walk around though to actually see your best area so you can kind of show this is where we're interested in. Because, like I
It
said,
definitely is what we've done a walk in the
we
obviously
yeah,
the summer,
we've
but
done
we've
all of
never done
this.
a walk in a winter.
So we're
So
talking,
that could be something that is part of the winter activity future plans.
I think outside of the meeting, just get the information from him as to what our barriers are going to be to this moving forward, and then we can move forward when we have that. But until we have that, I don't think we should spend time talking about this in the meetings.
Okay. So we're moving on to finance slash budget subcommittee. The only reason I put that on there is because this is the first year that pretty much all of us are doing, well, me dealing with the nitty-gritty of the spending plan. In the past, it was the rec director working with the treasurer and also the chairperson. And as far as I know, when I was the secretary, I never really saw anything. And this is like this, I don't recall getting very much information from this in the past either. I mean, I looked at it, but I didn't really dive into it. And it's still very, I'm going tiptoes into the tulips kind of thing.
Is this something like the director will have their hands in when we get them?
Yes.
So that will change. So we can do something temporarily to just.
I still think that thus there can be a but this is my personal opinion. The more involved and the more understanding we all have as commissioners makes us better commissioners and understanding, because I don't have a big understanding of the financial portion of this stuff.
Right. So you're basically suggesting a subcommittee so that we can,
Digest it a
so that we
little bit
can, so,
more.
well, so that we can also, we don't have to wait to have a meeting, a town meeting. We don't, and we also can, we don't have to like schedule it a month in advance, right? You can just meet and
I
talk
think
about it.
so by having, and pertaining specifically to the spending plan slash budget, there's no reason why the whoever the rec director is can't work with the subcommittee on saying, hey, this is what went on during the last month, and this is what the rest of the commission needs to be aware of.
So what do you want to do? You want to, so
Well,
we.
first, I wanted to know if it was something that you all thought was worth doing or not.
I think it might be worth doing because I think maybe we should have a better idea as to where the money's going.
And is it worth,
That's just me, Emily. What is it?
we can do the discussion now, and then when all of our members are here, we can decide if we want to set up a committee because not everybody's here to. Do you think that's fair, or what do you want to do?
You want to table it?
I think we could table it, but that's the reason I put it there. Because some things can be run by committee.
How many people do you think you want to have on a subcommittee?
Well, I would like to have the rec director on the committee, so that's one person.
They don't attend as a subcommittee member, they just attend, right?
Well, they was.
If the subcommittee asks the rec director to be there.
Yeah. You know, maybe we have to think more on that. But I do think the rec director should be there, but do they become a I think at least
I think they should be there, but they're not considered a subcommittee.
no.
Because they're not on the
They're
commission.
not on the commission.
So I think you need at least two members to be
At
the
least
subcommittee.
two. I think at least two. Do you think because you're on a subcommittee, you guys are, do you think that three is too many?
I think whoever wants to be on it, it's on it. We haven't had a problem working.
And you've been able to communicate and get all the information done. You've been on time because we've had the hiring one too. So I think a minimum of two
Yeah, there was a
commissioners.
consensus.
Otherwise, it's just one other person. Make
Yeah.
it go for drinks.
Yeah.
But so I think three people in total, but two commissioners and the rec director.
Yeah, like at least two, but whoever wants to be on it can be on it. I wouldn't mind being on it.
Okay, so we are going to table it for voting reasons, but it'll show up next week
Great.
or next month, I mean. Secretary position, as we know, Lauren put in
Yes.
her thing. And
I would like to make a suggestion.
yes, make a suggestion, please.
I'm going to give it a go tonight. Can you just give me some time so I can
And I
have an
can give
opinion
you
here?
all the
I just
things,
want to get a feel for it and then
like
maybe we
the
can.
logging in of things, the how-tos,
Yeah.
how to get onto the town website to post and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So if we can push that to the next.
Yep, we will definitely do that. I do know that, as I did say in an email, that Patty Fife put her hat in the ring to do this, and she does it for several commissions. And we did discuss the line item on that, and all of the secretaries, the recording secretaries, get whatever the amount is per meeting, with the remainder being for posting, as well as if there is like one special meeting. That's what the difference is.
It turns out to be like 600 a year. Is that right?
No, it is, it's on here somewhere.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There it is. It's $1,020. And in the past, the secretary position, up until one of the other chairpersons, it was a voluntary position. The person wasn't paid at all, which was fine by me at the time. And then it was recommended that the person be paid. And then I personally started noticing that the paid secretaries were not commission members. So they weren't voting people. They were just there taking the notes and doing all the
Is that true
stuff.
for all the other town committees?
I don't know, but because Patty Fife is the same person or on multiple ones,
Okay.
she is not a commission or member of them. So I don't know what the right thing to do is, whether it be a member or not, but the rec director is not a member.
But you brought this up with Dave.
And he said, this is not. He said,
Up to you.
I guess so.
It is up to us, like hiring is up to us as well.
Yes, hiring is up to us. And Catherine did say that if we were going to hire someone, you wanted to publicize it, but I am going to not publicize it to here that
Yeah.
we're looking for someone.
No, but I'm asking us, can we just hold off on it for this month? I'm gonna try do I'm
To
just
see.
gonna play with it a little bit and see.
So we will keep it on the agenda for next month.
Thank you.
And then there is the Town of Canaan Falls Village Capital Project Plan Request Form. I forwarded that to everybody. That is what came from Ginger.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's necessarily a deadline. However, I think there might be a deadline because it's what projects do we want to do? That's what I was reading in the email that came from Michelle that says this is when we have to send in our spending plan. So I think if we look at that closely and we double check, I did ask about a due date and nobody answered that question.
For the capital
The
reserve.
yeah, the well, no, the project request form. Project request form, which can come, money can come
Capital
from
spending.
the reserve account.
Project request form, which is
Yep.
separate.
That's for the town, for the Board of Finance.
So what does it mean, project?
So if we want to advertise, or have someone come in to do marketing for the rec commission for the pool, that would be something we could use.
It's a project because it's a singular moment. It's not a monthly reoccur. It's not a
Yeah.
recurring spend, and it's not part of capital
Yes,
plan.
I think so.
Capital
And
spend.
she also said,
Yeah,
there
professional
was,
marketing to promote the recreation center and pavilion events and an improved entrance signage or exit.
yes, that was the other thing that she had
And that's
mentioned.
the thing of like, if you don't write it down, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. So the project. So we've got three things. We've got our budget, our yearly budget.
Yep.
We've got our capital spend, and we've got our project.
Yep.
So here's some things that we identified when we were thinking about the pavilion, which was in the email, which we would like to plant wildflower meadow, walking and cross-country pathway. Things like windbreakers for the pavilion that maybe weren't part of the original application, like getting a movie screen for the pavilion as it's there, putting in an ice rink, advertising, and creating fundraising events, which we can spend a little money to hopefully raise some more money. Should we put those in projects?
I would think yes, because it's not something that can go into, well, yes,
Just put in
might as
projects
well.
unless someone pushes it out to somewhere else. Then put it in projects, and then if somebody the who's filling out the project,
We have no idea.
and we don't know when we have to submit it by.
Nope. So we need
So
to, you know what? Why don't
should we
you?
start it? Shall I start an email right now?
Yes. Start an email right now asking clarification on this form. Timing.
I'm sending it to us guys, right?
Well, we have to ask Dave and Ginger for clarification, perhaps.
First select. I'm going to send it to us, and then you can forward it on
Okay.
and say, because of it.
We
Like,
need some
so what is
clarification.
this called? Project
It is called
Capital.
Capital Projects Request Form. And it's a drop-down thing Ginger created. It's kind of cool, actually. Okay. So since you're sending us the email, I am going to, before we go to events, we are going to now do our executive session.
So I am going to go home.
Yes.
Oh, she's still in the picture. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for
Yes,
coming.
thank
Thank
you.
you. Coming.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Okay, so what we need to do is I have the lingo
1, 2, 3, 4.
before we answer. Thank you, drive safe, stay warm, all of the above.
Yes, fortunately, it's not far.
Your business.
Okay.
So
All right, y'all. Good rest of your evening.
You too. All right. I need to phone the minutes because it has the language. We have to make a motion to move into the executive session.
You want to
Sure.
leave?
And you have to just basically have to say,
I make a motion to move into the executive session to discuss applicants for the whole.
Nope.
The director.
For
Yes, sorry.
the
Recreation director.
Yes, discussion of applicants for employment for the recreation director position. And we are going into that special, no, executive session at 8:33. And we're going to...
A second. Oh.
I don't have to...
Hamper.
Do you have to say in the notes who seconds things?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all in favor, but let me just... Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Stop.